They said the dry run would be easy. No gas, no bodies, just a practice round. But how do you practice pretending to be God? I sat on that train with a weapon by my feet and an old woman's hope in her eyes. And when the countdown reached zero, I couldn't do it. Not because I found my conscience, but because she dropped her rosary and I remembered I still had a soul. The cult won't forgive hesitation. And tomorrow, they're sending me back. With real poison this time. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us and tap the notification bell. We drop new content every day. Stay tuned so you never miss a story.
Chapter 5. The Passenger's Prayer. There's something unholy about silence on a subway. Not the usual quiet, commuters scrolling through phones, heads bobbing to music, but the kind of silence where everyone is too afraid to breathe too loudly, where you can hear the soft hiss of the train brakes echo like a last breath. That's the kind of silence I sat in waiting. It was the morning of the scheduled test run. Not the full deployment. Not yet. Just a dry rehearsal. A simulation with bags, real placement, real timing, but no gas. No death. Not today. That's what I told myself. Over and over again. Not today. I boarded the train on the Chiyoda line, same as before. Same steel rails. Same beige walls. Same distant, automated announcements about the next station. Except now, I wasn't a passenger. I was the one carrying the bag. They had trained us in precise timing. Where to sit? What hand to use? How to drop the umbrella just right? Don't draw attention. Don't blink too much. Smile if someone looks at you. We were the invisible operators of a holy act of purification. And somehow, I still looked like me. That terrified me more than the mission itself. Across from me sat an old woman. Her fingers clutched a cloth bag on her lap, rosary beads tangled between the fabric. Her eyes met mine briefly, and she smiled. It wasn't pity or suspicion, just human warmth, the kind I hadn't felt in months. And something in my chest cracked open. I looked down at the bag beside my feet. The fake sarin was sealed in plastic, just like the real thing would be. My umbrella tip, sharpened and hollowed, rested against my leg. My hands were trembling. We weren't supposed to flinch. We were trained not to. But I flinched. As the train rumbled through the next tunnel, the lights flickered. The signal to begin. The countdown was embedded in us now. 10 seconds. 9. I reached for the umbrella. 8. The old woman bent over slightly, adjusting her sock. 7. Her rosary slipped to the floor. 6. She reached to grab it, hands shaking. 5. She looked up at me again, and something in her face shifted. Not fear. Not recognition. Something worse. Hope. 4. My fingers froze around the umbrella. 3. I could hear Noriko's voice in my head. Don't hesitate. Hesitation is infection. 2. The bag was there. Waiting. 1. But I didn't move. 0. Nothing. I sat there, frozen, sweating, suffocating inside my own skin, as the train continued. No alarm. No trigger. No smoke. The dry run was over. And I had failed. That evening, I was summoned. Noriko's office was colder than usual. No incense. Just steel and silence. You hesitated, she said, not with anger, but with disappointment that stung deeper. I nodded. There was no point in lying. They already knew. Every seat had been watched. Every second logged. She placed something on the table between us. It was the old woman's rosary. I thought, Noriko said, voice flat, this might help you remember your purpose. I didn't sleep that night. I lay on the thin mattress, fingering the beads, wondering if she'd been a test. A plant. Someone the cult had used to measure my readiness. Or maybe, she was just a woman on a train. A woman who offered a smile to someone who looked like she was about to drown. And I nearly drowned in it. The next day, they didn't punish me. Not directly. They gave me a new assignment. You will ride again tomorrow, Noriko said. This time with real substance. I looked at the rosary. I looked at my hands. I looked at the reflection in the dark subway window as it passed by. And for a split second, I wished someone would pull the emergency brake on my soul. Because this train wasn't headed to salvation. It was dragging me deeper into hell.